She wants to be front and center.
So I was told this is where Pastor preaches from, so I want to thank your congregation while my friend is coming up to stand with me. I want to thank you because, as Pastor mentioned, members from your congregation came to Urban Promise and helped us prepare computers that we received from Lockheed Martin. It was a wonderful gift, but they needed to be prepared for our students to use. And so your help has allowed us to open up a new technology lab for our students. This technology lab is in a beautiful building that was just redone for Urban Promise. And it's not about the building. It's all that happens in there. And so our high school class, our middle school class comes over to that building to use that technology lab, and it could not have been done without your help. So thank you very much. I want to introduce to you this wonderful, beautiful, smart young lady. Let me get the mic. Now, she was tired this morning, as I imagine every Sunday morning she is. And so I am blessed to have her alongside of me to come in and really tell you a little bit about Urban Promise. And so why don't you start and tell them your name.
My name is Natalie.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a junior in high school.
And I want you to tell everyone, how was your Christmas break this year? Did you have a good time?
I did. I did a lot of sleeping. That's pretty good.
And therefore, she's not sick today. That's what I'm thinking. So, Natalie, tell everybody, what do you do at Urban Promise?
At Urban Promise, I'm a street leader, which is, I'm a street leader in the summer. I'm a street leader. And basically what a street leader is we kind of mentor and guide the kids while they're being given instruction by their interns.
So our street leaders are teens that we hire from the city of Camden to work in our summer camps and our after-school programs. But what I love about the street leader program, because I'm a mom of teens, I know how vulnerable they are. And so our street leaders are, number one, given a job, given responsibility. But the transformation really happens because they are unconditionally loved by those children that they are coaching and that they are mentoring. Also, the street leader program, during our school year, we have ACT and SAT prep classes. So when those doors close at 6 o'clock, our teens are staying on and staying with us until 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. We also have mandatory tutoring. Our street leaders go out and they are serving. Once a month, they have a service project that they are working on. And they have a youth group that they attend every Wednesday night. So our street leader program is truly my favorite program. We do have others out there, after-school programs, summer camps, and high school, a K through 8th school. We have a wellness center that I'm going to speak a little bit about. And we have experiential learning programs. And so there's a lot going on there. But again, my favorite program. And I want to know, Natalie works with us in the summer. So we hire about 100 teens in the summer. Yeah. Why do you keep coming back?
Not only the opportunity to work every summer, but it's really like the environment. Like when you work at Urban for the summer, it's not just a job. Like it's a place to go. Like it's an event. Like every day, like as she explained, there's something every day, like youth group and SAT classes. But in the summer, it's like you get to do a lot of different things with the kids. They're swimming, they're skating. And then sometimes we take trips, we go on college visits. Like it's just, there's so much opportunity and things that are available to you there. It's like you don't want to not be there. Like, I want to be there right now, actually.
So let's tell Natalie thank you. Good job, Nat. Please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, my strength and my Redeemer, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. So it's January, and the talk is New Year's resolutions. Right? I don't make them. I don't make them because it's too much pressure to keep them. I wonder, are you with me on that? Because it's a lot of pressure. And so I know that I need to eat healthier, right? Every morning I say, I am going to eat a healthy day. And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. And then every night I say, I'm going to do my devotions tonight. And sometimes I do, and well, sometimes I don't. And then every day my goal is to be nicer than the day before. And you know how it goes. So even though I don't make New Year's resolutions, I am working on something, and I'm working on being a better listener. You know, for me, I chose the Mary and Martha passage because that's the balance in my life I need. I am a Martha. I am the hostess. I am the talker. I'm the doer. I am the person that you do not want to have take the notes at the meeting. Because inevitably what happens is that I am talking away and then finally realize, oh my gosh, I should have been writing this down. And I don't. I'm not the one. So my goal really is to be a better listener. And I need to be a better listener so that in the stillness of my prayers, I hear God speaking. I need to be a better listener so that my children know that I value what they say. So that those that come out and work and help at Urban Promise know that I not only value them, our ministry values them, our children and our youth and our families value them. Just imagine sitting at the foot of Jesus, to be there like Mary, listening to him, to be at the Sermon on the Mount and hearing him preach. It's what I strive for, is to be fully present in the moment, listening, absorbing, and thinking about what was said, instead of wondering what I have to do later or what I want to say next. At Urban Promise, we started a wellness center about 3 years ago, just about the same time I came on working for them. And it was started by a woman named Becky Bryan. She's a nurse practitioner. She had her own practice. She was teaching at Penn, yet she heard the call of God to do something in Camden. She wasn't sure what that was. Spoke with her pastor. He introduced her to the leadership at Urban Promise, and through lots of discussion, a lot of listening, a lot of talk back and forth, the discernment came to decide on the creation of our wellness center. The center's not a clinic. We do not have any drugs on our campus. We are not there serving the sick, but what we are there is to be counseling. And so our counseling center, our wellness center, really is a place for our students to be heard beyond their teachers and our staff. Becky is an excellent listener, something I strive to be. She's an active listener. So she listens to our children, she listens to our youth, and then she asks questions. And her questions are to build a relationship and to get at the trauma that our students and children and youth are affected by. You know, you see, in the city of Camden, all of our students know either someone who is on drugs or has been murdered or is a victim of violence, someone who is imprisoned or abandoned. And so it's normal in the city to know of these things, but it's still traumatic. The goal of the Wellness Center is to help our students identify this trauma, to name it, to talk about it, and to work on next steps to move forward. I'm going to tell you about Ashley. She is a senior at Urban Promise Academy. Ashley is a quiet, reserved, but very determined young woman. And so over these last few years, she's developed a great relationship with Becky, and that comes directly from sitting and talking and just being listened to. And this past November, I asked Ashley if she would please present her senior essay. So we have an event called Partner Day. At Urban Promise, our high school has a tuition. It is $7,500 to educate a student at our schools. Now, in the city of Camden, it's $18,000. So our parents do pay about $2,000 to $2,200 in tuition. And so we have a partner program which helps and allows us to scholarship the rest of that tuition. So our students and our teachers and our partners gathered together in November, and Ashley read her senior essay. And her senior essay talked about being abandoned as an infant by her mother. She is one of the few in the city being raised by a father. She talks about that feeling, how it's affected her, how it has held her back, how it has made her angry, and how, through talking and naming it and working with Becky, she now has this forgiveness for her mother. She has an understanding. And what's this allowing her to do? It's allowing her to it's allowing her to be able to see her future. She's applied to Howard University. She's applied to three other colleges. Because of a direct result of this wellness center, of being listened to, she is able to see a future. This is what Urban Promise does for our children and youth. We bring hope and opportunity when they saw none. Listening is not my resolution for the year, right? It's my commitment to myself that with God's help, I will be able to do better than the day before. We each have an area to work on because, you know, we're human. And it may not be listening for you, but I encourage you in this new year, each new day, to recommit yourself to serving God better by doing better. Please, let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray for the wisdom, strength, and perseverance to serve you better each day. We thank you for the grace you offer us when we falter. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.